Chapter 15. Horty stood at the dormitory window, watching as Torren returned and assisted old Fred in closing the main gate. Both beasts then headed for the orchard and what remained of the summer feast. The young hare turned to his two companions, who were sprawling about on their beds.
Well, chaps, Torren's back and the gate's closed, what? That means those two aging relics have finally gone off on the quest. Is everything ready, you blighters?
Springall leaned over and pulled three bulging sacks from under her bed.
These are going to take some carrying.
Horty scoffed.
Pish and tush, me gal. One can't have enough tuck. It's vital, mark me words, belly vital.
Fenner gathered their walking staffs and three travelling cloaks from the wall closet.
But how do we get out of the abbey without being spotted? It won't be dark for hours yet. You'd think Braguna's sorrow would have waited until dawn tomorrow.
Horty sat down on his bed ruminating.
You've got a jolly good point there. I'll have to think up a cunning plan. Spring, pass me one of those sacks. A chap can't think on a blinking empty tummy, what?
Springall kept a tight grip on the food sacks.
Forget your confounded stomach, Horty. Get thinking and be quick about it. We can't sit around here until it's dark and we've lost their trail.
Horty rose and strode back to the window, muttering.
Forget one's tongue, what? Easy for you to say, Miss Mouse. I'm a flipping hare, you know. Forgetfulness of the old stomach is barely impossible to types like me. Aha! Dippin's the very chaps.
Flinging the window open, Horty called down to Muggum and a crew of abbey babes who were cavorting on the lawn below.
What ho there, my pestilential friends?
Shilly the squirrel babe looked up and pointed an accusing paw.
Naughty Artie, you've been sending up to stay in a dormitory.
Horty stared down his nose at the little squirrel.
Let me inform you, my broom-tailed friend. I am here merely out of choice. I can come down when I flippin' well please. Now listen closely, you little bounders. Would you like to hear a secret, what?
Muggum wrinkled his button nose.
E secret? Usin's greatly fond of secrets. Hooray!
Fenner called out in a hoarse whisper.
Horty, what are you up to? Who are you talking to?
Waggling his ears at her, the young hare looked secretive.
I've just thought up a super wheeze. A plan to get us out unnoticed, what? Create a diversion. That's the idea. Leave this to Hortwill Braybuck, Mum.
A hog babe named Twiglet, having grown impatient, squeaked up at the window.
Are you going to tell us this secret? Well, hurry up, or we go and play with sticks.
Horty waved his paws earnestly to gain the Dibbons' attention.
No, no! Don't go and play with sticks, my tiny pincushion. I'll tell you the secret. This morning we went down to the pond, and guess what? We saw lots of big fishes.
Muggum buttered in.
Were them good huge fishes, sir?
Horty stretched his paws wide, indicating their size.
Huge! They were blinking colossal. Anyhow, they gave us rides on their backs all round the jolly old pond. Oh, it was loads of fun, I can tell you. Absolutely top hole and all that, what?
The Dibbons began dancing with excitement.
Will ye fishers still be there?
Us wanna ride on the fishes.
Horty scratched his ears.
They said they'd be there late afternoon, just before evening. I say, you chaps, it's round about that time now, isn't it?
Roaring delightedly, the Dibbons thundered off in the direction of the abbey pond. Horty called after them.
Have fun, you little savages. Tell the fishes Horty sent you.
The realisation of what was taking place suddenly hit Springald. Leaping up, she hailed Horty away from the window. Cupping both paws to her mouth, she yelled.
No, don't go. Come back this instant, all of you. Come back.
But the Dibbons could not hear because of the din they were setting up. Like a small stampede, they ran out of sight around the abbey corner.